Organized in 1894 by students of Troy music teacher Albert Jeffrey and led by David Cowie Jr., the Chromatica presented its first concert in February of 1895, featuring world-renowned artist Edward McDowell. From the first concerts of musicales in private homes to the concert series of today, the aim of Troy Chromatic Concerts has been to bring musical programs of the highest caliber for the enjoyment of local audiences. Next Wednesday, April 20th, Troy Chromatic Concerts will present pianist Lise de La Salle at Troy Savings Bank Music Hall at 7:30 with a pre-concert talk at 6:30. Troy Chromatic Concerts next season will be its 120th, and maybe we'll find out a little bit about that as well. Carl Moschner is president of Troy Chromatic Concerts. Carl, thank you very much for being with us.
Good morning.
Very nice to have you here. And Evan Tublitz is vice president of Troy Chromatic Concerts. the train's going it down. Evan, thank you very much for being here. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Good morning.
Very nice to have you here. Carl and Evan are here to tell us about Troy Chromatic. So let's begin by talking about the season that is wrapping up and what we can expect on the 20th.
Well, I think I'll take that.
Okay. Go, Evan.
Lise de La Salle is a 27-year-old French virtuoso pianist who is really a throwback to an era of more expression. She's a wonderful virtuoso, but she's extremely expressive, and she's going to be playing a very special program. I'm very excited about it because she opens up with Beethoven's first sonata, and then plays Beethoven's last sonata. And what's fascinating is you'll hear the audience who comes will hear actually the depth of Beethoven's last piano ideas will be found in the first sonata. It's fascinating to see that mirror image that you'll be able to experience. She's also going to be playing some pieces, piano etudes by a Hungarian composer, Georgi Ligeti. And these etudes are very difficult. You need, I think, 20 fingers to play them. and it's going to be very exciting to hear. And she finishes the concert with one of the great, I call it the great pieces of piano literature, the Variations in Fugue on a Theme of Handel by Johannes Brahms, which is really this big, massive edifice.
Good and meaty.
It's really meaty.
Yeah, good stuff. This is the performance that will take place on Wednesday, April 20th, Troy Chromatic Concerts, and will be at Troy Savings Bank Music Hall at 7:30. There's a pre-concert talk at 6:30. And
I say from the stage. It's very important. We moved the pre-concert talk to the stage. We ask people to come early. We open the doors around 6:00. We ask people to come and help themselves to a seat closer to the foot of the stage so that they can hear the artist and see her expressions, et cetera. And we'd love to have them do that, and then they go back to the regular seats.
Carl Moschner is the president of Troy Chromatic Concerts, and as I mentioned in the introduction, you're coming up on your 120th season.
Yes, it's a wonderful occasion for us, and there's a bit of a celebration. Evan is the chair of our Artist Selection Committee, and he's come up with a wonderful roster of artists. 5 concerts next year versus our regular 4 concerts, and we're going to open with the Warsaw Philharmonic on October 26th, and featuring Jacek Kopczyk as the conductor, music director. And we're very fortunate also to have Seong Jin Cho as the piano soloist. He's the recent winner of the first prize in the Chopin International Piano Competition, and previously it also won the 3rd prize in the Tchaikovsky International Piano Competition. And he'll be performing Chopin's Piano Concerto No. 1. So we tried to have the Warsaw Philharmonic three seasons ago, but unfortunately we had to cancel that concert because of Hurricane Sandy,
yes,
which caused the close down everything in New York State for a while. So we're very fortunate, very happy that we can feature them next season as our opening concert. We follow that with the Mozart Orchestra of Salzburg on December 1st with Matthew Hall's conductor and Radovan Vlatković as the French horn soloist. He's a Croatian premier horn soloist, absolutely wonderful. You can hear a number of his performances on YouTube. And he's going to be performing Richard Strauss's Horn Concerto No. 1. Really a wonderful piece, and I think that's going to be a great performance for the pre-holiday season right then. And so that should also be around the time when Troy features their holiday walk in Troy. So that'll be a wonderful thing.
If I may interject for a second.
Of course.
One of the wonderful things about this, first of all, having the great Mozarteum Orchestra of Salzburg that was actually started by a little-known woman that was married to a guy named Wolfi, woman named Constanze. She was married. She was Mozart's wife. And so it's a very special thing. But this program, we developed this program in order to highlight the Viennese and Austrian Salzburg mentality. And so we start out with Schubert Symphony No. 3, the Strauss, and then Beethoven. It's not quite Viennese, but still. And we're excited to be able to offer the Beethoven 7th Symphony, which so many people adore and don't get to hear enough.
So, and then, so you got us to the end of this year, and then we have, then you have...
Oh, and then we start off right away in February, February 16th, with the National Symphony Orchestra of Ukraine. That's going to be Volodymyr Serenko as the conductor and Alexei Grinyuk as the piano soloist. So again, we're going to have the Prokofiev Piano Concerto No. 3 with Alexei Grinyuk performing that. It's going to be wonderful. That will include an opening with Wagner Overture to the Flying Dutchman, Verdi's Overture to La Forza del Destino, and we're also, the program ends with a wonderful performance then of Bruckner's Symphony No. 4. So it's a great start to the new year. Then we continue then in March with pianist Barbara Nisman. Some people will know her, of her. She's quite an accomplished pianist, American pianist, and she's going to be playing an homage. The program, she's titling it an homage to Prokofiev, Bartok, and Gina Stera, and because, and the father of them all, Franz Liszt. Mm. So that shows you her general interest and her background in piano. So she will open the program with some pieces by Gina Stera, one of which, excuse me, was dedicated to Barbara by him. And so that's a wonderful opening, followed by Liszt's Sonata in B minor, a Bartok piece, Allegro Barbaro. And then she ends the program with Prokofiev's Sonata No. 6.
I might add that Barbara's a friend, and she was explaining to me that she constructed this program for us especially because it is the 100th anniversary of Gina Stera's birth, the 125th of Prokofiev, the 135th of Bartok, and the 205th of Liszt.
So a lot of anniversaries all around.
Yeah, it's a lot of birthdays. So it's going to be a lot. It's going to be a lot of candles to blow out on the cake.
Wonderful. The Troy Chromatic Concerts season, they're entering their 120th. They're finishing up their 119th on Wednesday, April 20th, presenting Lise de La Salle at Troy Savings Bank Music Hall at 7:30 with a pre-concert talk at 6:30. Evan and Carl, thank you so much for being with us. And you can find out more by going to troychromatics.org, troychromatics.org. A great pleasure to have you both here. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for having us.
And we look forward for the audience attending our concerts.
Thank you very much. Again, you can find out more by going to troychromatics.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.